voice is rested. The energy level is always up. And the Eagles are back on the football field. That makes this guy very happy. We welcome into the studio the great Merrill Reese. Back from the bye week, which I know we all enjoy it, but it's no Eagles football. So it's
no, I mean, I have a good time during the bye week. I relax, play a little golf, watch a lot of football. But I wish it were 20 straight weeks. Plus.
Well, we've got a big one on Sunday night, Merrill. Eagles, Dallas Cowboys. First question. Must win. I know mathematically it isn't, but in your mind, must win for the Eagles.
No. Because must, to me, also indicates mathematical.
Okay.
And late in the season, when things are all at the point where you cannot afford to lose. Now, I'm not telling you that a loss would be good or accepted by anybody. I certainly think a win would be huge. But it's not do or die because of the mathematics involved in the NFC East where the leading teams have four losses.
I will never ask you again until it is a mathematical.
Well, it doesn't exactly. I thought, for example, earlier this season the Jets win was a must win because they didn't have any yet. They needed to win that game at that point. That was almost a must win. You didn't want to go 0-3. Who goes anywhere after you're 0-3? You can come back from 0-2 and have a season. But 0-3 almost historically knocks you out of the box.
All right.
So that was more of a must win.
Got it.
Again,
a win
in Dallas or Arlington, Texas would be huge.
Biggest concerns playing the Cowboys, particularly from the Eagles' offensive side of the ball. That first meeting went so poorly for the Eagles' offense.
It did. They've got to be meticulous. They've got to be accurate. Sam Bradford's got to have a very good game. The receivers have got to start catching the football. And I think they can, and I think they will. And I think this is a team that really needed the bye more from an emotional and mental standpoint than from a physical standpoint.
The offensive line picture is unclear. Jason Peters not practicing on Thursday. We don't know about Friday or Saturday. If the Eagles have to rearrange and put Lane Johnson, for example, at left tackle, Merrill, how does that impact the offense? And it does significantly, I know that. But in your mind, does Chip say, okay, we now have to max protect, and what kind of adjustments would he have to make?
I don't know. I mean, he won't even broach things like that at his press conferences, his media sessions. He basically says, we'll deal with that when it comes. I'm not going to deal in hypotheticals. See, he may not have used that word this time, but he's said it many times, and we get his message. So I don't know what he's going to do. It would seem logically that you're going to take Lane Johnson and make him the blindside protector. And I think eventually Lane Johnson's going to be a left tackle anyhow. Although I'm not so sure that Jason Peters isn't going to be the one lining up because usually when there's a chance, he is out there. He goes down and you think, oh, he's done for the season.
Right.
And then suddenly he rises and he's ready and he's a top flight protector.
Your view, Merrill, on the running back situation, DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews, where do you go there? How would you like to see those carries divided?
Well, I think the guy who is going to come into this game with a lot of emotion, not the kind of emotion that plays with you, but the kind of emotion that you play with, is DeMarco Murray. He's playing against the team who basically said to him, we think a lot more of Dez Bryant than we do of you, despite the fact that you set all kinds of franchise records with your yards from scrimmage and everything else that he had, not records because that was Emmitt Smith, but led the NFL in yards from scrimmage and ball carries. I think that he's got a lot in him.
Who carries the ball more, Merrill? You make the call.
DeMarco Murray. DeMarco Murray for two reasons. Number one was the scenario, and number two was the fact that at this point, Ryan Matthews hasn't been active in practice. He's done some drills, but next to his name in the daily report is a parenthesis, and in that parenthesis it says groin.
Right.
So I don't know that he's 100%.
If you are Bill Davis, Merrill, and you're going against Matt Castle, and you know Dez Bryant is out there, what are you trying to take away 1, 2, and 3 from the Cowboys?
Well, I think number one, Dez Bryant. I don't think he played particularly well in last week's game against Seattle, but that was his first game back in ages. But he's their weapon. He's the guy who can really put teams on their heels. He's the guy who last December almost single-handedly wrecked the Eagles. Of course, Tony Romo had to get him the ball. But Dez Bryant, at his best, is very, very difficult to stop. So I think he's the number one guy.
Okay.
You can't take him away, but you have to minimize what he does to you.
Okay, that's number one. Who's number two?
Number two, I think that you've got to account for Greg Hardy.
I'm talking about the defense versus the offense.
Okay, you're just talking about offense.
Yes, Bill Davis versus the offense.
Bill Davis versus the offense. Okay, I think the Cowboys' running game doesn't really worry me too much. Darren McFadden is an average or slightly above average back. There's no more Joseph Randall. They deep sixed him. So I think the biggest thing, the other guy you always worry about is number 82.
Yeah.
The guy who has caught more passes than anybody in the history of the Dallas Cowboys, that's Jason Witten. So you take those two guys away. And then there's the other guy who annoys me. He always annoys me. I'm thinking, what is he doing out there? But he hurts the Eagles. It's Cole Beasley, that number 11.
I will tell you that my number one is the offensive line. I think the Cowboys will try to run the football and jam it down the Eagles' throats.
I don't think they can. Panthers.
Well, it's going to be a great matchup. The Eagles' interior, and I think that's the great one. Merrill, it's not a must-win.
But it's a very big game.
Very big. Merrill Reese in studio here on Eagles 360 on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.